traffic was heavy due to it being so close to rush hour and so central. The streets seemed packed with people. Due to the heavy traffic, we must have still been very close to the explosion. I think I might have heard it, but there's a lot of noise in Bangkok normally, and our taxi had music playing, so didn't think much of it. I do distinctly remember thinking that there was an unusual amount of sirens all coming past us on the opposite side of the road. In our time prior, we'd heard very, very few, considering it's a big city, far less frequent than London. Then, further up the street, Jared's mum rang him in tears, asking if we were okay. He'd missed a few of her calls, so she must have thought the worst. She told us the news, but we didn't want to believe it at first. By this point, we'd almost arrived at our destination. We got out and checked the news and saw the breaking headlines. We immediately got shivers down our spines upon realizing how close we were. We hadn't visited the shrine, but had passed it in previous taxi journeys and above it on the SkyTrain. We felt very, very lucky when we saw the details of where it was and how close we were. It's very sad, especially as we found Bangkok to be such a happy city, with Thai people always willing to go out their way to help us. We're angry that someone can kill so many innocent people so carelessly, seemingly without any target.